The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
8:19 on the Morning Jam. Just having a little fun with it, Janet.
I suspect, if I'm right, that some of those kids in that elementary school were probably saying that to the other kid with a stun gun.
Right.
Because kids are naughty. Sometimes
they are,
but now the mama's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because the kid had access to the stun gun. We've got Marco Galbraith on the line. T4 Tactics. Oh, maybe
Oops.
We don't.
Well, I thought
did we lose
did.
Him.
Is there he is. Are you there? Hey, Marco.
No.
Whoa, oh my goodness.
Phone trouble this morning. Try us back, Marco. Phone system's kind of getting a little funky on us.
All right, so we don't have Marco with us.
Well, we had him.
Hopefully, we'll have him back
there
in
we
a
go.
Second.
Hey, you there?
I am here
okay.
now. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't either.
So we were talking about stun guns.
I hit my phone with a stun gun and it went out.
It sounded like a stun gun that second time.
That's exactly what it sounded like. So the mom is being charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor because he had access to a stun gun. Now, we don't know what kind of stun gun it was. I suspect it was just the little... You explain. I don't think it's the one that shoots the... thingies.
The wire or whatever.
What is that called?
Yeah, if it shoots the wire, it takes a cartridge, and that can get really expensive to keep practicing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to reload the cartridge. And it could have been one of those that shoots a cartridge, because you can take the cartridge off and use that as a contact stun gun. But I would imagine it was probably something that you have to physically touch the person and fire it, which is no toy. And she should be charged. That how old was the kid?
Well, it's elementary school.
Or what? Okay.
All we know is it's elementary school.
That device should have been, that device should have been locked up. Hmm. That kid should not have had access to that, or pepper spray, or of course a firearm.
I mean, it could have been. I mean, it's old as fifth grade. But old enough, no better for sure. But,
right.
And nobody, fortunately, was injured. Now, stun guns hurt, but they don't. You know, they don't kill you or anything.
Right. Yeah. The news a lot of times will say that the police hit somebody with a stun gun and it was, 50,000 volts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that. It's amps. So they make it sound like that it's... The media always makes it sound like that the police shock somebody pretty much with what's going through a power line coming to your house. No, that's not it.
Right.
It's a different kind of amp. It's not what you'd get from a power line. So
I mean, it literally just stuns you for a minute.
I give those things full respect.
Right.
Now, you don't have a stun gun class, do you? You've got a pepper spray class, though.
No, I don't. Yeah, I've got a pepper spray class. Well, I don't sell stun guns. I sell pepper spray. But we're October 23rd, which is Saturday from 9 to 2, we're doing a ladies self-defense event, and we're going to do stun gun demonstrations and pepper spray demonstrations.
All right, let me ask you this. If you were going to, because some people aren't comfortable with guns, and that's fine. If you were going to use a stun gun, which would you recommend?
Well, what I don't like about it, anything is better than nothing at all. But the problem with a stun gun is you have to get really close to the person. You've got to touch them with a stun gun.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A taser will shoot out, 10, 15 feet. Accuracy, I'd say probably 7 to 10 feet, depending on how well you've practiced with it. But taser, you've got distance. Stun gun, you got to be close, but it's better than nothing.
Okay.
And as we say, the best thing to do always with an attack is just put distance between yourself and the attacker.
Yeah.
That's the best thing to do is get away.
Sure.
Interesting.
So we're talking, and I was multitasking here, so if you mentioned this already, forgive me. But the one that shoots the prongs actually penetrate the skin, or does it just kind of go into the clothes if you shoot for the mass part and then it'll still get them?
It's a barb.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a barb that has a hook on it, kind of like a fish hook.
Oh wow!
And it hurts.
Yikes.
It hurts to pull it out. So
it's gonna
penetrates the skin, it's gonna stay in the skin.
Oh wow!
And there's a technique of pulling it out so you don't do
damage.
More damage to the skin.
Wow!
But Yeah, but now with a taser, you got to worry about, is it going to get through clothing?
Right.
You know, it may not go through several layers of clothing.
Sure.
Where do you hit them? You got to learn how to aim and hit it right, because those barbs are going to spread further and further apart as they get further away.
Oh, okay. I see. So they literally could go around them.
And see, I just...
Right, yeah, they could.
I just wonder if you're just making them angrier.
This is true.
Just really... Yeah, really...
The taser will put somebody down. It'll flat knock them down, giving you time to escape. Stun gun, I haven't really seen stun guns put people down. It just more or less is like a cattle prod. It moves them back. It keeps them away from you.
Well,
Yeah,
that's good to know. Well, we appreciate you answering the call. Tell us again when this ladies' event is.
It's October 23rd. That's a Saturday from 9 to 2. We're going to have a bunch of vendors up there, and we're going to let people come in and see how holsters, you know, what holsters right for them. And we're going to show how pepper spray and how tasers and stun guns actually work.
Yeah, I need to put that on my calendar.
Yeah.
I need a new holster.
It's going to be a good event. This is the third one I've done, and the first one we had about 80 ladies come out. It's primarily focused towards ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some guys' holsters as well, but first one I had 80 people come out, and the second one I had about 140.
Wow.
So we're looking, if the weather's great, we're going to do it out in the parking lot.
Nice.
It's going to be a good event. But it's an education to let you know what these devices really do and what's right for you.
Very good. All right.
Marco, give us your website.
T4 Tactics. The letter T, the number 4 Tactics. And I'm at 22634 Timberlake, almost across from Coffee Cup Restaurant.
Okay. Yep. T4Tactics.com. Marco Gabra. Thanks so much for being, you know, on call for
He's
us.
He's our go-to gun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
All the time.
You.
Give me a shout. Thank you, guys. Right. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Yeah. I mean, he's the most knowledgeable on all forms of self-defense, really. Yeah. So
it's great to have him. We're blessed to have him in this area.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark
on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.